p.m. Noon Business Hour continues.
Illinois' bond rating gets a bit of a boost from the big income tax increase amid continuing worries about the security of municipal bonds in general. Returning guest Robert Kane, CEO of BondView.com in New York. Robert, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, nice to be here.
The Fitch's rating service upgraded the outlook on Illinois bonds from guarded to stable. What does that mean, and can we take some hope from this about munis here in Illinois?
Sure. Chris, you know, what's interesting is that while we read headlines around the country in the last few weeks about Illinois increasing its income tax rate 60%, it was interesting that the rate went from 3% and change to 5% and change. Is that right?
Yes. For that personal income, yes.
Personal income tax. Whereas in New York and lots of other states, the rates are like in the 8% plus level. So, you know, I think there's even room, you know, not that the Illinois listeners want to hear that, there may be room to increase personal rates even higher. But the good news is that there are tools available for the state to raise revenues, which will address many of the issues as Fitch reported in its credit rating report.
At the time that the increase was approved, there were critics who said that that should be one leg on the table, and that the state couldn't just put a cap on spending. It had to really actually cut spending programs in order for the bond market to have some confidence in Illinois.
That's true. The bond market needs to know that the revenue stream is secure and hopefully growing, which it is in Illinois, and that the expenses are capped and cutting. And, you know, we're seeing that in many states, in New Jersey, in California, in New York. Both the governor and the mayor are pressing. They're telegraphing messages about what's going to come this year, that either the unions have to be more flexible in putting in salary caps or salary reductions, or I think dealing with the boogeyman in the closet really is the pension obligations that everybody's pointing to.
Some of these states that are financial basket cases, including Illinois, there's been this growing debate about whether states should be allowed to declare bankruptcy. They're not allowed to do that right now. You think that would be a good thing or not?
I don't think that would be a good thing. That would be a really problematic thing, and I'll tell you why. The $3 trillion that investors own in municipal bonds around the country are backed by the full faith and pledge of revenues from the various states and cities that they bought the bonds from. And for a long time, for decades, investors have understood that bondholders will always get paid back if there's a problem. Bondholders should be at the top of the list in terms of secured creditors. And that is the case in currently in most states. But a rule of law change would default to federal bankruptcy codes, which would mean that if you own the general obligation bond in the state of Illinois, you would no longer be a secured creditor, meaning that you'd no longer have that guarantee of being paid back.
That's
spooking the retail investor community and even the professional investor community somewhat, in that, you know, in the last 3 months, we've seen some negative prices in the municipal bond market. And that's been basically due to kind of non-credit related issues. But nonetheless, you know, some of the muni bond funds got extra hit harder, extra redemptions. And so there's been a correction in pricing,
Robert,
but that hasn't been a correction based on a credit fear. It's been extemporaneous factors.
Robert, thanks so much for your expertise today.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Robert Kane, CEO of BondView.com in New York.
It's 60 minutes of financial planning. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.